Do you remember where you were when the meteor hit? That's the first line of The Calculating Stars, a lady astronaut novel by Mary Robinette Kowal. I'm Jason Snell, and this is Recently Read. The Calculating Stars is actually a prequel to a novelette that has a long storied history called The Lady Astronaut of Mars. It's very good. It won the 2014 Hugo Award for Best Novelette. It had an audio version before that. It's a complicated story. Anyway, this book is the first of a paired set of books. It sounds very much like Mary Robinette Kowal wrote a long novel and split it in two. Fortunately, book one is available now, and book two is available very, very soon, so not making us wait a year or two for the conclusion. Also, I would say it really does stand alone, and I'm not going to give anything away by saying I loved it. I think this is great. It's an alt history book. It's set in the 50s and 60s, and as the first line implies, not the point of divergence, but the major change in this history is that a meteor hits the Earth, wipes out the East Coast largely, changes the path of the space race because scientists realize that the Earth may become uninhabitable due to a runaway greenhouse effect caused by the amount of steam put in the air caused by the meteor hitting the ocean. In addition to wiping out the eastern seaboard, it vaporized a lot of ocean, and that this may cause environmental problems that will last for the long term. So they make an international consortium instead of NASA to very quickly accelerate the space race. It's instead sort of an international space race to try and get to the moon and to Mars and to the ability to get people off of planet Earth in case it becomes completely uninhabitable, so that the human race can survive. Our main character is the Lady Astronaut of Mars, as talked about in that other work. And here, when we meet her, she is married to a scientist who is at NACA, the predecessor to NASA. The point of divergence of this alt history, by the way, is a little bit sooner. They have Thomas Dewey as the president instead of Harry Truman. She's got some reasons for that, including there are a few anachronisms that she talks about in the afterword that she had to kind of say, well, a little earlier, they were making more progress in terms of the technology to get the story where she wanted it to go. One of my favorite things about this entire book is the fact that it is very much about the role of women in science and in culture in general in the mid-20th century. So our main character is a PhD. She is a brilliant mathematician, and yet she is largely treated as the wife of the famous scientist, even though she has so much to offer. It also, very much like in the book and movie Hidden Figures, is about how women are given the jobs as the computers. Before there were mechanical computers, there were women who did math really well, and they did that work, and then the engineers, and they worked together, and the men got the credit, and the women didn't. One of the things I really loved about how this book works is that early on, our main character is shut out. She's shut out of incredibly important conversations going on, and we get to see her reaction to them happening by her husband coming back and telling her what's going on. And it has this really nice effect of frustrating the reader, or at least frustrating me, and putting us in the place of the main character who can't participate in this discussion because she's a woman. And important things in the story are happening. Why can't I listen to them? And the answer is because you're not allowed in the room. I thought that was really good. This book also has some things to say about mental health. The main character has an anxiety disorder that could potentially derail her entire career. It's handled with great care and sympathy and understanding, and how the demystifying and destigmatizing mental health disorders is important, because she is an incredibly valuable and functional person who almost gets disqualified for key jobs because she has essentially social anxiety and it has to take some medication so that she doesn't throw up. That's it. that's it. It's really another layer on the pieces of this character. I should mention, so her name is Elma York. In addition to being a PhD, brilliant mathematician, married to a scientist, she's also Jewish and gets put in an interesting position with people who judge her based on her Judaism. She's also gets challenged by the black characters in the book about her acceptance of them, and yet she's got sort of some embedded cultural racism that happens, and she learns some kind of hard lessons there. It's all in the mix. And again, it's set on this really exciting space race kind of storyline where they are trying to test rockets and figure out how to land on the moon and do all of these things. And then, of course, also bubbling in the background is the idea, maybe women should be astronauts too, and it shouldn't just be men. And of course, Elma, our main character, is a great candidate to be an astronaut, and we know that it's a lady astronaut novel. That's probably where this is going. But to see that story of how do you get them to even consider that women might be good as astronauts, and then how do they select the women, and what are the trials that they have to go through, all the while having this issue with trying to save the human race. So there's just so much in this book. It's so much fun to read. It has social commentary. It has fun space race stuff. It has really great character stuff. It's an alt history with interesting sort of apocalypse angles about the meteor strike. And there's a second book. The first book, I would say, ends satisfactorily. Don't feel like you're buying a novel that was ripped in half. But I'm so happy to know that in a month or so, I'm going to be able to read the next book in this. The conclusion, I think, of this story of Elma York and what happens when they try to get people to the moon and Mars. So I could not recommend The Calculating Stars by Mary Robinette Kowal more highly. If you like space race stuff, period stuff, alt history, and stories about women and their place in 20th century society and racism and anti-Semitism and all sorts of things about how do you justify, at the core, the people who did these amazing things in our own reality in terms of science and technology and the space race with some of the horrible things that were happening in the culture at the same time. And it's the same people doing both. And I think that this book does a really good job in a fun way of exploring all of those topics. So check it out, The Calculating Stars. I'm Jason Snell, and this has been Recently Read.